doesn't come as any surprise to me that PwC consumer sentiment survey shows that 6 out of 10 people are either extremely worried or very worried about their personal finances, because in my view, this government has failed to address the cost of living crisis that many families and workers are experiencing. And indeed, in some cases, they're making things worse. They've already increased the price of petrol and diesel and home heating oil last month, and they plan to increase the price of petrol and diesel after the local and European elections, not once but twice before the year's out. And I think that just shows, in my view, how out of touch they are. We see a lot of pressure on families as a result of mortgage interest and the interest costs that have been surging as a result of ECB rises, and yet the government still hasn't brought forward a scheme that is fit for purpose. Compared to what we suggested, is that people would benefit up to €1,500 through a proper tailored and designed mortgage interest relief scheme. So this government, in my view, has shortchanged people, and that's been reflected in the survey that's published today.
And in your time out speaking to members of the public in the Northwest in particular, have these figures been reflected in the people you have spoken to?
I think people, particularly in the Northwest, because we know the importance and the lack of rural transport, and indeed the lack of rail and many other methods of public transport in their area, people are just aghast that a government doesn't understand the pressures that they're under, that this plan to put petrol and diesel up again, not once but twice. We're paying some of the highest prices in Europe for petrol and diesel, and I think, you know, people expect your government to actually support you during times of pressure. I spoke to one family who's one single mother, actually, whose mortgage interest costs have gone up by €5,000 in the past year, yet she gets no support from mortgage interest relief from this government. These are the type of ordinary day-to-day pressures that need to be dealt with by government, and they can be dealt with. We've put forward solutions like, for example, not going ahead with the petrol and diesel increases, to bring forward proper mortgage interest relief to make sure that rents can't go up anywhere in the country for the next 3 years, and also by abolishing the USC on the first €30,000 that anybody earns. There can is practical solutions that would help people during a very testing time and trying time for ordinary workers and families.